Welcome to the Dr. Bo Show, a critical thinking, reason, and science-based approach to issues that matter.
The rise of persecution claims over responsibility. Explore the trend of replacing responsibility with persecution claims, its impact on justice, and the role of critical thinking in today's society. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our podcast. I'm Jerry Sage, your host for this episode, filling in for Dr. Bennett. Today, we're diving into a fascinating and, frankly, concerning trend that's been popping up in various circles. We're talking about the idea of replacing guilt or responsibility with claims of persecution. Understanding the trend. Let's set the stage. In recent years, there's been a noticeable shift in how we, as a society, approach issues of guilt and responsibility. Increasingly, whenever someone is accused of wrongdoing, there's a tendency to sidestep responsibility by claiming persecution or bias. This phenomenon has emerged prominently alongside identity politics. Consider this. If a man is hired over a woman, the immediate assumption can be that sexism is at play rather than considering the man might have been more qualified. Similarly, if a black individual is accused of a crime, the initial reaction might be to attribute the accusation to racial bias instead of examining the evidence. The case of political figures. Perhaps the most high-profile example in recent history is the case of former President Donald Trump. Many argue that accusations against him are merely acts of political persecution, dismissing any legal evidence that might suggest otherwise. This perspective encourages people to bypass traditional channels for determining guilt or innocence, relying instead on social pressure and public opinion. Evidence and proper procedure. In a rational society, accusations should be met with evidence and processed through established legal procedures. The danger of bypassing these protocols is that we risk replacing justice with mob rule. Without strong evidence that someone is being persecuted due to their identity rather than their actions, demanding justice becomes a hollow cry. But what does justice mean without the procedures in place to determine it? It's critical to let institutions, which have been performing these functions for centuries, do their work. If, after judgments have been made through the proper channels, you feel the institutions have erred, then, by all means, argue your case, but not before. A call for critical thinking. What we're seeing is a form of mass manipulation. It's easy to become a tool in this process by buying into a narrative without having all the information. Our role as informed citizens is to approach these situations with critical thinking, logic, and reasoning. By critically evaluating the information presented to us, we can prevent ourselves from being swept away by the tide of public opinion. We need to remember that justice is not about what the majority believes, but what can be proven through evidence and reason. Concluding thoughts. It's not about taking sides, it's about ensuring fairness and justice for everyone involved. Let's strive to be part of the solution, not the problem. And remember, if you're looking for more insights into critical thinking and logical reasoning, don't forget to visit Dr. Bo's bookstore for a wealth of resources. Thank you for tuning in today. Keep questioning, keep thinking, and most importantly, keep learning. Until next time, this is Jerry Sage signing off.